desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word. The Lord just very forcibly put this message on my heart to share this morning. I'd like to speak about the spirit of defeat. I'd like to begin over in the 13th chapter of Numbers with a very familiar story that we won't read all of it. But remember that God had led the children of Israel out of Egypt, and He brought them to the land that flowed with milk and honey. He had a good land that He had to give to them. And so they sent out 12 spies to go out and explore the land and see what is our inheritance? What is it that God has brought us to? And the 12 spies came back with a report. They actually came back with two different reports. In the 27th verse, reading in Numbers 13, they said, "We came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it." In other words, they came back with a good land, with a good report. It's a wonderful land that you brought us to. Nevertheless, folks, I want us to be careful this morning about the neverthelesses, all right? When God has given you a land, and the Lord has told you, this is your inheritance, don't say nevertheless. But nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and cities are walled and very great. They went on to say, the Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. They went through and listed the different people that were there. And the people were in a great turmoil over it because you brought us to a good land, but it's too big for us. It's too great. We can't conquer it. They had a spirit of defeat. And verse 30 said, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." These people, these men, these 10 spies were looking at things through their human understanding. They were looking at things from a perspective based upon their own strength, whereas Caleb and Joshua were looking at things through the promises of God. They were looking through eyes of faith. God said this was our land, so let us not delay and let us go up at once and possess it. We are in a battle this morning of faith. And I'm not just talking about out in the world, I'm talking to the people of God this morning. I am seeing more and more at an altar of prayer people that have a spirit of defeat. And do you know, as long as we have a spirit of defeat, it is very difficult to gain the victory. And I wonder, why is it right among God's people that so many people are getting a spirit of defeat? They acknowledge that I know God wants me to be here, but I just can't do it. Does that sound familiar? Do you realize that it is bringing agony to the people's spirits? And it seems like I'm meeting more and more at an altar of prayer people that have been overcome and possessed with a spirit of defeat. I know the Lord wants more from me. I know the Lord has dealt with my heart, but I just can't do it. And they're in agony over it. And it seems like it's more and more than it was just even a very few short years ago. There's a spirit of defeat. The Lord wants us to be as Caleb and Joshua this morning. If the Spirit of God has talked to your heart about growing in the Lord, it means the Lord is going to enable you to conquer the land. Every time the Lord tells us something to change, He's going to give us the ability to do it by His strength and His power. But the people of Israel had something in their psyche, if you will, that had eroded their faith. You realize they had been enslaved, hadn't they? The children of Israel had been in captivity in Egypt for many years, and they had developed a slave mentality. And so, we think about what happened when they came to the Red Sea. Remember what they did? They came to the Red Sea, and the Pharaoh's army was coming behind them, and they're like, "What, you just bring us out here to die? We would have done better to have just stayed in Egypt." And they were distraught. They didn't know where to turn and they didn't know what to do. And the Lord also stilled Moses. And the message that God gave Moses for the people was, be still. Be still. And the Lord did a mighty miracle for them at the Red Sea. But folks, they had a spirit of defeat. Because they've been in slavery. And I'm finding what's happening when people have been enslaved with sin. And I'm going to go a step further. You know, sometimes saints need deliverance. Sometimes saints are enslaved with attitudes they shouldn't have. Sometimes saints are enslaved by the things of this world. The Lord wants to give some deliverances. But when you have tried and tried and tried and tried and developed a pattern of failure, it is easier to come back to the Lord in a spirit of defeat and say, I just can't do it. I know the Lord doesn't want me to have this attitude. There may be some addictions. I've seen it so often lately. People have addictions in their life, doing things they don't want to do, and the Lord talks to their hearts. But there is a spirit of defeat. I've tried to overcome it and I can't overcome it. I've tried to stop and I can't stop. I want to be different to the point that you don't even like yourself anymore. But I can't change it. Folks, when the Spirit of God gives us a land, we can possess it through Jesus Christ this morning. But let's not give in to the spirit of defeat. Because if the enemy can cause us to have a spirit of defeat, you know that's a big part of the battle right there. And we've already lost if we look at the land and say, we just can't do it. I know the Lord wants me to have victory, but I just can't do it. It's too strong. Lord, help us to have the spirit rather of Caleb and Joshua. The Lord gave us this land. And by the strength of God, let's not delay. Let's not tarry. Let's not think maybe tomorrow it will be easier. Folks, tomorrow will never be easier to conquer things in your life. It will never be easier. The time to do it is now, when the Lord talks to our hearts. Let's go up and possess it at once. Do you think Caleb within himself had the strength to conquer the land? You think Caleb thought they had the experience and that they were great soldiers? These were slaves, folks. These were not hardened soldiers. But yet his faith, and this is the crux of it, his faith was in the power of God. When our faith is in our own strength, yes, we're going to give in to a spirit of defeat. Because we say, I have already tried and I failed. But our answer is not in our own ability this morning. The answer is not in our own strength. The answer is not that you tried 50 times. You say 50? You know, we can talk about 1, 2, or 3, but I dare say all of us in here, if we would be very candid, would say there have been areas in our life that we failed more than 3 times. So what is the answer? We say, I can't, I've tried and it just doesn't work. Through the power of God, through faith in Jesus Christ, through faith in what God can do, I want to get my eyes off of my humanity. I want to get my eyes off of my past failure. I want to get my eyes off of my weaknesses. And I want to get my eyes on the Lord, who with God all things are possible. With man it is impossible, but not with God. For with God, what? All things. But if you have a spirit of defeat, do you know what we do? We hang our head and say, I know it's supposed to be that way. And I know maybe for Brother Jeremy, but I just can't get it. I just can't get it. And you know what? It's worse for me than everybody. Nobody really understands how bad it is for me. I'm just wired differently. It's my personality, it's my flesh, and I'm just different. No one has it as bad as I do, and I guess I just can't have the victory like someone else does. Folks, that's a spirit of defeat. We are limiting God when we have that kind of spirit. The answer to a spirit of defeat is to have greater faith in God. When we come to the Red Sea and the army is behind us and I don't know where to go, I want to lift up mine eyes into the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made what? Heaven and earth. And that included me. He made me. So when I get in trouble, I don't want to succumb to a defeatist attitude. Can't do it. The walls are too great. I've tried it before and it didn't work. And the devil is wanting us as God's people to start throwing our hands in the air. I don't know if you've ever been there, but I want to tell you something that when you get a spirit of defeat or are dealing with people with a spirit of defeat, it's miserable. Because there's just a defeat. I can't do it. Lord, help our faith to be inspired this morning to know that we can do it by the power of God. The Lord did not tell us to live a holy life and expect us to go do it on our own. The reason He sent His Son to die for us was because we couldn't do it on our own. The reason He sent the Holy Spirit was because He knew we didn't have power in ourselves. And so He gave us solutions to our problems. But we're going to have to recognize the power is not of ourselves, but the power is of God. Or else we will live in defeat. And parents, I want to caution you about something. You can pass along a defeatist attitude to your children. I just can't do it. I don't like a child to tell me I can't do it. When they have schoolwork, they can do it. They're going to have to apply themselves. And maybe they will have to work a little bit harder than their brother or sister or the student next to them. But you can do it. You apply yourself and you work hard and you can get it. You can learn something today. So tomorrow, at least you'll know more than you did today. We all grow at different rates. We all grow at different rates spiritually, but by the power of God, we can grow. And I don't have to be where you are spiritually. And you don't have to be where I am. But by the power of God, I don't have to stay in Egypt. By the power of God, I don't have to stay on this side of the Red Sea because I have someone that's going to help me. But if I resign myself to my failures that fall short of what God wants, I'm going to be living with less than my spiritual privileges and I'm never going to find the real joy of the Lord. Because I'm always never good enough. I'm always failing, and I just don't see a way out of my failure. Do you know that's miserable? Isn't that what Paul talked about in Romans? In Romans chapter 7, Paul said it this way. O wretched man that I am. Why was he wretched? Because he wanted to do good things and he couldn't do it. And he wanted to stop doing bad things and he just found himself continuing to do it. And finally conclude, I'm just wretched. Have you ever met someone that was wretched? Folks, the Lord does not want us to be wretched. I know this sounds personal, but folks, there's too much wretchedness among God's people. And we cover it with a smile, we cover it with a song, and we come to service. But if you are wretched because you've given in to a spirit of defeat, I want you to know your faith needs to be lifted up this morning. You can do better than what you've done in the past. If your past is full of failure, there is an answer through Jesus Christ that you can overcome your failures. Maybe it's not going to be overnight, but there is a process of growth that the Lord can enable you to be able to look back and say, you know what, I'm not where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I was last year. Oh, our faith, the reason people are giving in to a spirit of defeat is because our faith has been shaken. Too many people have lost their faith, and we still believe this is the right way. We still believe this is true, but if it's not working for you, it's miserable. It's miserable. Lord, help us. Jesus himself asked the question. He said, will I find faith when I return? Or am I going to find a spirit of defeat? I know you can look at that question a lot of different ways. But I'd like us to consider it this morning a little different than, am I going to find people still teaching and holding on to truth? Because folks, if we're teaching truth, but we're not living it or not experiencing it, that's wretched. Because I know I could be doing better, but I'm not finding the power, but I know this is right. And Jesus said, am I going to find faith? Am I going to find people not only holding on to the Word, but people that are believing in me as the answer to their problems and the answer to their failures? So, where is your confidence this morning? Is that a fair question? Where is your confidence? Because all of us have needs in our life. All of us have things the Lord wants us to grow in. And if you are not in a place of failure this morning, you were at one point in your life. And you know what? You might be tomorrow. So what will you do in your failure? Will you throw your hands up in the air and say, I guess I just can't do it? That's like the 10 spies that said the walls are just too great. Or can we say, Lord, I do not want to have a spirit of defeat. But Lord, would you help my faith? Would you help me to get my eyes off of my limitations and get my eyes on the power of God? You know, when you get your eyes on the power of God, there is something liberating that happens in your own life. Because when you get your eyes off yourself, it's like, yes, God is, He's all powerful. He's almighty. He's, the Lord can do anything, and all of a sudden I start realizing that God loves me, and God cares about me, and God's calling me to a closer walk with Him, and all of a sudden the light bulb comes on, and it's, Lord, I can do it by your strength. In my own ability, I'm a wretched failure. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Over in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 10. Remember Goliath was challenging the men of Israel in battle? Do you remember David's brothers, what kind of spirit they had in approach to the battle? 1 Samuel 17, verse 10. The Philistines said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. And when Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So how do we respond with the challenges in our life? These folks had a spirit of defeat. Said the men of Israel in chapter 17, verse 24, it said the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him and were sore afraid. In other words, we're not even going to try. We can't do it. We just can't do it. What is there that you cannot do spiritually this morning? What stronghold is in our life that we just can't? What attitude is there? What unforgiveness? What addiction? You say, oh, Brother Mike, you're talking about the saints, talking about addictions? Things that God wants to break in your life. What are the things in our lives that we just say, we just can't do it? And so then when the preacher starts preaching about it, we just get real quiet and feel kind of ashamed. And I tried and I'm just in a place of failure. Oh, this morning, when David showed up, he was just a young man. He also was not someone that was battle-hardened necessarily. But when David went out to fight, verse 45, David said to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, whom thou hast defied. And you know, David went out and he had a great victory that day, didn't he? So which spirit will we choose? Are we going to be afraid at past failures? Are we going to be afraid at the walled cities before us? Or can we be as Caleb and Joshua and David, who had faith? They had faith in God. I'm not going to come to you with my recipe of victory in my own strength, and if I can bite my lip just so, and I can do this way and not do that this way, and I'll try to have more self-discipline, and I'll try... Now, there's a place to spiritual discipline. But spiritual discipline by itself will take you right back to failure. Spiritual discipline coupled with the divine power of God will enable us to grow and overcome. But we must have faith in the Lord. So that's where the difference is. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, very familiar passage. But without faith, what's it say? It is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must, what? Must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Folks, if we come to God and we've got all the doctrine right, we've got all the theology right, we know this is the land that we're supposed to inherit, but we don't have faith in God that it's for me, we're going to end up with a spirit of defeat. And we're going to be staying on this side of the Jordan River. Or worse, this side of the Red Sea. But when we come to God, we must believe in His power. We must believe that God wants this for me more than I want it for myself. But if we come and pray and we don't couple our prayer with faith, it will not avail anything. If we don't believe, it's not going to work, folks. But Jesus said, if you have faith, how big? Yeah, the size of a mustard seed, just the grain of a mustard seed. What can it do for you? It can move mountains. You can say to this mountain, be thou moved, it'll fall in the depths of the sea. I'm not so concerned about Mount St. Helens and Mount Hood and all these other big mountains around. I'm talking Oregon mountains now. We're in Missouri after all. But do you realize that when you look at I'm interested in the mountains in our life, the mountain of unforgiveness, the mountain of a sharp tongue, the mountain of a quick temper, the mountain of some bitterness towards someone that hasn't treated you right. The mountain of an addiction of something that from time to time, in moments of weakness, that you fall back to doing something that you know God doesn't want you to do. If you will have faith in the power of God, there is deliverance for all of us. There is deliverance for everybody on the face of the earth. But the faith in God must be there. Believing that through the power of God, I can overcome. Has not it worked for you? Are there not those here? Can we not testify that this works this morning? It's more than a dead theology, but we must have a living faith in the power of God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. So when we come with a spirit of defeat, and folks, I'm going to come back to it. I have seen some wretchedness, and it breaks my heart. But we don't have to stay in that condition. But the answer is faith. We need to believe that it can be different by the power of God. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, therefore being justified by what? By faith. What do we get when we're justified by faith? We get salvation. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. The wretchedness is gone. That feeling of spiritual inferiority. Has anybody ever here, you don't have to raise your hand. Has anybody ever felt spiritually inferior? I just can't do it. lift up your eyes this morning. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. When we have faith in God, the Lord will forgive, He will strengthen, He will empower, He will enable, and He takes away the wretchedness. Because I have peace with God. Because my faith is not in myself. And it's all right on a daily basis with the struggles that you might have in your life to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I need help today. Because here, I'm really weak. And this has been a stumbling block to me. And it's been a struggle for me. Lord, I don't want to fail today, but my confidence is in You. Lord, would You give me the strength today to stand faithful and true? Folks, do you know you're going to see a change take place? Because our expectation and reliance is not in ourselves, but it is in the power of God. If we say, I can't do it, you won't do it. When you say, I've tried and it's too big and it's too hard, it will be too big and it will be too hard. But when you come as David and you come as Caleb and said, God gave us this, He told us He would, I believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So Lord, I'm going to stand on that with faith as a grain of mustard seed. Well, we are half through this morning. We'll save it for next week, Lord willing. Because I want us to consider, and maybe as we go through our week, consider, and I know I've touched on it, but we're going to spend a little more time. What are the answers that God has given to us? What are we to put our faith in? We talked about God, but what are the things that God will do for us that will enable us to have the victory? But I want to encourage us this morning not to give in to a spirit of defeat. The devil is doing everything he can to rob us of our confidence in God. He's trying to rob us, saints, of something, and I don't want the devil to be successful. He's robbing people of their confidences in the power of God. If we don't believe that God can save from sin, why are we wasting our time praying for the unsaved? If we don't believe that we can live a holy life, why are we wasting our time here this morning? We could be out playing golf or something. I don't play golf. But we could go out being doing something else. But it is because we believe this morning. I believe it is right. I believe God has called us to live a holy life. But if we can't do it, when we come to service and you go to Monarch, you just leave feeling defeated and feeling inferior. I'm just not ever good enough and I can't do it. We need to put the devil on the run this morning and know that everything God has told us to do, there is a power and a strength to enable us to live just like He said it. Knowing this, that in Canaan land, when they finally, and again, all of those that had that unbelief did not enter into Canaan land. None of them entered in and experienced the joy of the Lord. That's another message. But those, the children that grew up, God gave them an opportunity. And they went into Canaan land, and you know they still have battles to fight? It wasn't that they stepped in across the Jordan River and all of a sudden all the enemies were vanquished and there were no more giants, but they conquered the land step by step, little by little, and day by day. And thus is our Christian experience. But it is a life of victory daily. I'm further along today than I was yesterday. And don't let the little steps bother you this morning. Don't let the devil steal your victory because you're taking little steps. If you're headed in the right direction this morning, keep on heading that direction. Don't be discouraged. But Lord, help us to take a stand against this spiritual erosion of faith because it leaves us with a spirit of defeat. And I will just say it is a miserable condition when people are just at the end but they still don't know how they can ever do differently. We can do differently through faith in the power of God. Amen.